When was the last time you renewed your driver's license?
You know, I'm in the process of doing that right now.
Are you?
Pain in the ass.
Yes, it is.
To get my birth certificate, and they didn't believe it was really my signature, because I don't know why I tried to do a
proper one. So here's the thing. If you just need to do a renewal, you can do it online.
Yes.
But you have to get a real ID.
Yes.
By 2025.
And so I'm just doing that.
That's what I just went through. So you got to get the paperwork.
Yep.
You have to take a picture of the paperwork.
Yep.
Send it to them. They can accept it or deny it. Then you have to get another one back up to prove that you live in Southern California. So I took all those steps.
Would it take you about a month and a half?
And then I went to this past Tuesday. I went to the DMV.
Right.
And I said, I have an appointment.
Right.
And they said, our computers aren't working right now.
So
you're going to have to make another appointment. So I said, all right, I'll make one for Thursday, which is today. So I get all the paperwork. You have to bring all the paperwork with you. For me, it was my passport and two pieces of paper that proved that I lived there.
Right.
And so I got to
take an eye test this year.
Same.
Ah, and I'm blind as a bat now.
Oh, that's not good. I passed the eye test. But so I'm sitting there standing in front of her and I've got the paperwork already. And I'm finally confident because I'm not a paperwork person.
Yeah, I hate that. I'm terrible.
Not good at this.
No, me either.
But I finally get it all ready. Mm. And I'm standing there at the window and the woman at the DMV goes, oh, this is already a real ID. You could just renew it online.
Damn it.
And I said, what?
Damn it.
She said, it's already a real ID. You could just renew it online.
What? And when did you do it? Were you hired in a kite when you did it?
I don't know, but it's already been done.
Someone swooped in and did it for you without knowing.
So then she said, step over there and take a picture, idiot. She didn't say idiot, but I heard that. I heard that in my head. Got those tickets for the LA Kings game on Sunday night coming up before 4 o'clock. Keep listening for that.
Man, sex with your ex. You doing a little with your old flame? We want to know about it.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to ask you about that. This is proof that people can move out of Florida. This comes to us from Overland Park, Kansas.
Okay.
Overland Park family lived with father's dead body for 6 years, police say.
Why do people do that? That's so weird.
6 years.
Why?
Relatives say the body of Mike Carroll wasn't there alone. As many as four other people have been living with that body since 2016. Wow. That has to be rank.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, have you seen the movie Psycho? The whole point was he kept his mom, and that made him, that kind of really was a big part of his psychosis.
Yes. Well, the Social Security Administration is now investigating.
Sure.
So I assume they were just collecting his checks.
Right. Well, you don't have to have the body.
In the house.
You don't have to take him, put a pen in his hand and sign every one of the checks. Why? It'd break off eventually.
Listen to this report.
6 years, in fact. That's how long an Overland Park police say a man's body lay in a home near Oak Park Mall all his life went on around the deceased. As many as four others may have been living in that home with the body since 2016.
I don't know how.
What's that
smell? Right. I don't know how.
Tonight, they're being investigated by the Social Security Administration.
Other family members say they are blindsided by this news, shocked that the lies lasted so long.
I just didn't know.
I didn't know that smell. I thought that smell was just coming from the wall.
Bill kept blaming it on the dog farting.
Fox 4's Jacob Kittlestadt is at Overland Park Police Headquarters with a disturbing story. Jake, investigators used the man's pacemaker to determine he actually died July 1st, 2016.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Who knew they could do that?
Yeah, he's popped that sucker out of there and like, oh, the battery ran down on
July 1st, 2016.
Huh.
Well, that's right, Lauren. It's all information determined following a visit from Overland Park Police last October, finding that body in a bed. And one of the biggest...
In a bed?
What?
At least put it in a closet and wrap it up and, I mean, get rid of it.
I don't understand it either.
In a bed.
One of the biggest questions that we still don't have a clear answer to is perhaps the most obvious one. How do people go on living their life around a dead body for that long?
Me, just party. Woo!
Oh, my God, the smell.
Have you not seen Weekend at Bernie's? I mean, come on.
No, you want to come over to my house? No. That's not a good place. Let's go to your house.
You didn't sleep in my room here, in the spare room.
We have four tickets for you to see the Los Angeles Kings take on the St. Louis Blues this Sunday at Crypto.com Arena. Get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. Or be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. If you're caller 13, we can play some hockey slang, and maybe you could win those tickets.
Ain't No More, Robert John, and The Wreck is who those guys are. They are from Orange County, but they actually recorded that EP which is called One of a Kind in Nashville.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they went all the way out there to record that. Maybe get the feel, the flavor of Nashville. So we have some tickets to give away. Who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, you're caller 13.
No way, man.
Yep. Woohoo! We got some hockey slang for you. What does it mean when somebody scores a goal top shelf?
What's that?
What does it mean when somebody scores a goal top shelf?
Top shelf, they hit it in the upper part of the goal.
In the upper part of the net, yes.
Damn,
nicely
right.
Done.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well done. You got all four tickets for Sunday night to see the Kings take on the St. Louis Blues at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else get your tickets at LAKing.com/tickets, but you got them for free. Congrats.
Oh, I love it. I love you guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Give me five. Excuse coming up me. In a matter of moments. It's Sticks and Stones, and I'm sure you can figure that out.
See what we did? Sticks and Stones.
So we got to start with Sticks, because you can't start with Stones, and Stones and Sticks, Robbie Joyner would be confused.
That's
why
correct,
are you throwing
yes.
this at me first?
This is from a Telegraph Instagram. My ex-boyfriend and I broke up nearly a year ago, but we are still having semi-regular sex.
That, I think, goes on quite a bit, actually. I think that's pretty common.
And that's the call-in topic, 818-955-KLOS. The sex is always great, but I never feel very good afterward, and I have to really concentrate on not fixating on him for a week or so after it happens.
Yeah. You just don't get along in the rest of life, but...
He never follows up with any contact, and then I feel hollow. Then it happens again. Is it okay to carry on like this just because I crave the physical thrill?
Ow.
And the comfort?
Mm.
I know that sex with someone else will not be as good.
Well, now, how do you know that?
I don't know that you know that.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for.
That's where we draw the line. I don't think that people do that because they think, oh, it'll never be as good with someone else. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand that either.
That's where you're wrong.
But we are taking calls, 818-955-KLOS. You broke up with somebody. And you still had sex with them at least once and not without getting back together.
Yeah. Are you still friends with all your exes? All your exes are in Texas? Pray tell, young Kevin.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
No.
So no to the old in
no?
out from time to time.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Just doesn't
you?
Happen. Not really.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. It's safe. You know it's safe. You know it's good.
You know exactly what's going to go on. You
right.
know exactly how it's going to end. You know exactly that you're not going to have to deal with them on Tuesday and go to the grandparents or whatever.
Correct.
It's just, you know, okay, very used to this.
It's safe, comfortable, and
yeah,
good.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about you broke up with somebody, but you still have sex with them?
We're all good. You know, like, we're good. Negative. But, like, you know, when it comes to, like, the weekends, yeah, that's where, like, you know, like... Well, the action happens again.
How often? A month?
3 to 4 times a
All
month.
All right. Once a week?
Yeah. So do you think it's absolutely over, or was this ever going to bring you back together, the romps at Motel 6?
I know, right? No, it's over. Like, you know, we officially ended it, but, you know, we just, we have a daughter together, and, you know, that's what, like, keeps us, you know, like, still connected in a mutual way.
Right.
Well, right. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good
sort
for
of.
You that you're not enemies.
Yes. No. Yeah. Very true.
Yep,
yes.
Yep.
100% with that. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing? Monique.
Hi, Monique. You still had sex with an old boyfriend?
Or girlfriend?
Not the Actually, no, I'm not a lesbian.
Well, we got to go. We'll talk to you later. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, like pretty much every single guy that I have dated, I mean, I haven't had sex with any of my exes, like, since I've been married, but...
Sure.
But before you got married, you would have sex with them after you broke up with all of them, pretty much?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
yeah.
applaud you.
Yeah, I yeah.
That's good work.
I'll throw in my applause as well.
That's good work on your part.
Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You broke up with somebody, but you still have sex with them. Talking about an Instagram post that asks, is it okay that I still have sex with my ex?
I think the only problem with that post necessarily is that she doesn't think it's ever going to be better
right.
with anyone else.
That does seem odd.
That, I think, is where the disconnect is.
But you had sex with your ex. KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
Yes, hi. Talking about sex with ex.
Sex.
So I'm an ex-wife. She we broke up like maybe more a year ago. We
mm-hmm.
get together, so we're still talking and stuff. But like maybe once a week, you know, we have sex, and I've been with other people too. But I think it's like I think it's the same. Like for sure, it's like you've been with one person so many years, you know?
Right.
And for sure, you feel it. They know what you like. But it's always, you know, a thrill to be with someone else. So I wouldn't say it's worse or better.
Oh, really? No, just not worse or better. Just, you know, you're going to get what you're going in for, and so does she.
Yeah.
Do you get irritated with yourself when you've hooked up with her again afterwards?
No, I know.
No, it's all good. Right on, dude. All right, well, thanks for calling. I think so far everybody's, like, mentally
so far they
stable
are, yeah.
with getting
They're
back
okay
together. Yeah, how about you? Who's this?
Hi, this is Keith from West Covina.
And do you get together with your ex?
Yeah, my ex-wife, I divorced her in 2017. And the end of February of every year, she comes back to Southern California from Texas, and we hook up for that week that she comes to visit her family.
And you know, before that day is coming up, you're like, oh man, this is going to be good.
Do you clear the week?
I did last month, yes.
So your exes are literally in Texas.
I hate you for that.
Oh, my ex is in Texas. That's yep. why I'm glad to be in California.
Yes. Except for that week when you...
Oh, that's a good week.
Yeah, that's a good week, yeah.
Well, right on. And does she ever contact you through the year, or is it just when she knows she's going to be here in SoCal?
Yeah, we text and we're friends all year long.
Cool.
But
right on.
Only hook up once a year.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
There was a movie, thanks for calling, an Alan Alda movie called Same Time Next Year. Sounds
oh,
like
really?
He's living that right now.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Talking about having sex with your ex.
Yeah, so back in the day when I was a gigolo, most of it when I was in the military, 80s, from the 80s to the 90s, just about all of them, I'd run into them again in the bar, or the store, or even they'd come knocking at my door again, and yeah, we get it on.
But were you boyfriend, girlfriend with any of them, or in a relationship?
Yeah,
you were?
Yeah, for a week or two, and then I'd dump them, and then they'd want to keep on doing it. And the thing was, the same thing happened with each one of them every time when we were together.
I gotcha.
They would realize you're an axe murderer. No, you're an axe murderer? What is it?
No, I was magnificent.
I've had that problem myself, actually.
Well played, sir.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You had sex with your ex.
Yeah, hi. Having sex with the ex, huh? Yeah,
yes. You do that?
Well, I did a while back, like the guy before said. It was a while back. But,
right.
Yeah, I tried to break up with her, but we had a kid together, and like I said, me so horny. And actually, I paid her $100 for child support for she come by and have some sex with me.
Wow.
That's, and when you need money, man, necessity has a dog face, right?
That is true. Well done.
That's true love. You know, I'm inspired, and I feel better about the human race.
That is beautiful.
It's just like the old song, Separate Ways. You know, once you hear it, you fall in love, it never ends.
Give me five.
Call in with your and songs.
No, it's over.
One more time.
No, no more.
Song has and
no.
in the title.
No. How many days did we do that? Like 69 days? We did at least 3 days of songs with and in the title.
Yeah, we're changing it up?
Yeah.
All right. What is it?
Sticks and Stones. So we could actually do several days of this, too.
Probably.
It's kind of limiting you. It's either got to be a song from Sticks, like this one, Fooling Yourself, or a song from Stones. So what do you got? 818-955-KLOS.
You can always tweet us for Gimme 5. The theme today is the band Sticks and the band Stones.
So either Sticks or Stones.
And this is Too Much Time on My Hands from Brian in San Pedro.
Hey. Like Monstrosity and the Bean Man. Kevin Man.
Yes. I now answer to either.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
You got a request?
Either Renegade from Sticks or just the whole Cornerstone album. Might as well knock that out.
You know what? I think we will. Just drop the needle on the record, go across the street to Paquito Moss, have a beer or 20, and then we're good.
Correctamundo.
Huh? What now, huh? An extra Stone song, huh? What? From Tattoo You, Waiting on a Friend, huh?
Give me six.
I don't know, man. Give me six, exactly.
The headline reads, these Trump arrest photos are fakes, but they're everywhere.
They're hilarious,
they
too.
They are hilarious,
they are
yes.
so funny.
So we do have an expert on internet things. His name is Trixie.
Trixie!
To protect his innocence.
Hey.
Or his guilt. I don't know what we're protecting.
I'm thinking guilt, most likely. You're sort of you actually make a living helping companies keep their stuff safe online, basically, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So, do a lot of cybersecurity work for companies.
Nice.
You and I also do some pretty poor Photoshop work, and you can usually tell that those are Photoshopped, But a lot of the fakes that are coming out are AI in a bunch of different ways. And how will we know? How can you tell if a Trump getting arrested photo is a fake?
I mean, you know, this one where he's running down the street being chased and then like they were piling on top of him. Clearly, it's just a joke, but it looked really good. I mean, really good. It was hilarious, actually.
Well, the first thing you have to know is when was the last time you saw Donald Trump
running? Yeah, exactly.
Good point. Yeah.
So, just to go a little bit of a background with AI. So artificial intelligence, right? It's the machine that replicates human thought. And then machine learning is another part of AI that allows the machines to make decisions based on the stuff it learns.
Mm-hmm.
So what people are doing with this software and what it looks really, really good. So what's happening is there's something called stable diffusion, right? And that's behind the AI. And what it does is it learns the patterns and characteristics of objects, right? So it'll learn that a cat has two eyes, two ears, a mouth, a nose, whatnot. And it'll keep those characteristics. And then it'll learn the characteristics of cute. And then so when you type in like cute cat, it'll come up with a cute cat image.
And so it makes it, right? It's a brand new image, right? Well, that's weird.
Right, exactly.
Very weird.
So all it does is it learns the characteristics. So there's these websites out there that are called like a Midjourney, Stable Diffusion's another website, DALL-E. And what you can do is you sign up for an account. Usually they're free up to a certain amount. And you type in keywords, right? And they're called prompts in AI. And what these prompts do is they'll tell the machine, make me some picture based off of these prompts.
Right.
So what it'll do is they'll say, okay, I want Trump running from the police in a chaotic scene, and it'll generate a picture.
Wow.
Now, they look real because the AI is really smart, and it'll learn, again, all the characteristics of Donald Trump and how he looks. But the way to tell that if one of these pictures are fake, you know, you zoom in. And when you zoom in, you'll notice that all the text is illegible. That's one way. That's the first thing
right?
for in the fake picture. Yeah. So if you look at the police badges, you'll see that it looks like a NYPD badge from a distance. When you zoom in, no words at all. No
really? At all. Why is that?
Yeah. Interesting.
It just can't. Well, AI is not the best at detail.
It's not there yet.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
So once you start zooming in, you'll see that the letters aren't there. Even though, like, there's a picture of him in court, there's tags or name tags like on the desk. You could see water bottles. None of that you could read.
Fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah. Additionally, with the details, you'll see that like people's hands, they're not like human hands. They'll have like six fingers, two thumbs. There's a finger that's going 90 degrees. The other
really?
One's,
you know, excellent.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's, so I mean, that's what, 5 years down the line before all that straightened out? And then how the hell do we tell?
Well, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, they're all starting to make software that detects if pictures or videos are fake.
Oh, really?
So we have something. Yeah. So those are already in progress. They started them like in 2019. I think they're going to be free to the public. But
is it like a reverse picture search where you can just drop a photo in there and it'll tell you?
No. So I think what it does for the pictures, it'll look at the pixels that are part of the picture and determine if it's been manipulated or not.
Gotcha.
All right. So and then for video, what it'll do is it'll look frame by frame at the video. And they could tell just based off of how one frame transitions to another if it's a fake video that was generated through AI.
Well, Trixie, I mean, this is just my own personal whatever. I saw online so many news organizations saying that the pictures of Trump being arrested were a deep fake. And to me, that's a misuse of that phrase. To me, deep fake means like a long con. Like you're going in and you're really trying to fool somebody for a long time. This was just a joke, right? I mean, there's a big difference between deep fake and what this was that we saw, or is there? Is that not right?
No, well, deepfake, the way it got its name was because of the AI for deep learning, right? So it takes the deep from deep learning, and then fake events. So it just combines the two first words of those deep learning and fake events, puts them together.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So that's why they call it that.
Right, but I would still say it's more of a long con when you're talking deep fake. You're trying to fool somebody and maybe rip them off, ultimately. Is that not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of this AI-generated imagery, and it's been used for fraud already.
Sure.
Checks could be generated again, but it's unlegible. But you could, you know, put it into Photoshop once it's created, add your own verbiage to it, and it'll look just legitimate.
Have you even? I'm sorry. No, what were you saying? Sorry.
I was going to say that even voice is starting to be replicated by AI, and what these people are doing is they're pointing AI to these video files of, say, executives from a company that are speaking to, you know, through YouTube or whatnot. It'll learn their voice pattern, the highs, mids, lows of their voice.
Wow.
And it'll create, and somebody will type in speech, and the speech will then turn to voice, and then it'll trick people out of money. I think a year or two ago, they used it to transfer, like $200,000 from a company because it sounded just like the
wow.
director.
Wow.
Well, that's scary.
Wow.
Yeah.
So have you actually played with it, and what sort of things have you created, if so?
Yeah. So what's funny is I try to create you guys in a radio studio.
Yes!
And
right.
It looked like Stryker. It looked like Stryker, believe it or not.
Hilarious.
That's really... Well, Stryker is our son. We actually birthed him many years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mess around with it quite a bit. And then for work, we use it quite a bit also through Discord. And it's just kind of fun to use.
Nice. Well, Trixie, thank you so much for scaring the hell out of us on a regular basis.
Anytime, guys.
We appreciate it.
Solid.
That is great.
New stuff from Rival Sons, LBC out of Long Beach. That is from their Dark Fighter. Brand new this year, 2023. That is Bird in the Hand. I'm loving that more every damn time I hear it. It's so good.
Let's talk Florida for a second.
All righty.
In Polk County, Florida, deputies are searching for the spring break squatter.
Talk to me, Freaky. What's
in
this?
In quotes.
Yeah.
This is a woman who at 4:15 in the afternoon...
Broad daylight.
Walked onto somebody's yard okay. and pooped in their bushes.
Come on.
Now, the sheriff is very upset about this, and he wants your help. Here he is.
Hello, everyone. Sheriff Grady Judd here. Well, guess what? We have trespassing. Not traditional trespassing. It involves a lady that's gone into a neighborhood on Lake Winterset.
Right. That's no lady.
She's gone into the side yard.
What'd she do?
Into the hedge area.
Uh-huh. And then did.
And she's popped a squat.
She popped a squat.
Popped a squat, says the sheriff.
She popped a squat.
She popped a squat.
And showed us her shiny rear end.
Shiny rear end. Ta-da!
It's pretty much all you can make out is her butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think this time I don't want to see the video. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Why she goes to the bathroom in these people's hedges. That's right.
I mean, why do people say that? That's right.
That's right.
Nobody on earth goes, is that right?
Right.
No one ever. Copywriters, listen.
That's right.
I mean, they absolutely never do they?
That's right.
Oh.
No, it's right. Trespassing.
Mm.
Look at this video.
Okay.
Help us identify this lady. Call Crime Stoppers, 1-800.
Do you recognize this butt?
Has this butt pooped in your hedges before?
You can make money by turning her in.
Oh, if you could make money.
Turn that butt in.
You'll get money.
Yeah!
And we'll put her shiny rear end in the county jail where it belongs.
Well, you know what? I got to agree with him.
He seems like he's in love. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
You're not going to believe this first sentence.
Talk to me, Freaky.
This is a superwoman.
A superwoman.
Superwoman.
Okay.
Because of what she did.
She has an S on her chest.
A Colombian woman mm-hmm. who lost her husband at the hands of a local crime boss.
Okay.
Spent years planning her revenge.
Good on her.
Seducing the crime boss.
And he didn't know it was her? Didn't remember?
Did not.
Nice.
And gathering evidence to have him arrested for multiple crimes.
Cool. Good for her.
That seems like a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, you dickweed, you're going down.
Colombian woman managed to do what the police and the military could not. Avenge the death of her husband.
Nice. I thought you were going to say chopped him into tiny little pieces, but that's actually a little bit better.
I'm sure she would have loved to. The mob boss's name is Ruben Dario Valorio Barrios.
Sure it is. That's my name.
And he posed as a priest.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yep.
Wow.
But he was a criminal mastermind who orchestrated a whole bunch of shipments of narcotics in Central America and United States.
Right.
And ordered assassination attempts. And
wow.
He's the one that had her husband assassinated.
Wow.
So after mourning her husband, the woman reportedly started infiltrating his social circles, slowly getting to know him.
That's not the slightest bit dangerous.
And eventually getting him to fall in love with her. I assume she didn't care about herself.
Yeah.
At that point.
No, you're right. Wow.
He got her to fall in love. She got her to fall, him to fall in love with her. He eventually grew to trust the woman so much that he shared information about his criminal dealings, which she then turned over to authorities.
Oh, and now you're really getting into the dangerous territory.
Police had suspected him since 2020, but didn't have enough evidence to act.
Right.
With the information provided from her, authorities were able to build a rock solid case against him.
That rules.
Can you imagine the strength that takes? That dude killed your husband. So you're going to get into his social circles and get him to fall in love with you?
I hope she's split from the country, man. I hope so, too.
I hope she's still alive.
That's more than witness protection for that.
Yes, it is.
Damn.
So that's a super woman of the day. That's crazy.
She rules. Right on.
Crazy.
I remember running down to Tower Records to buy that album, Mother's Milk, when it was brand new.
Sure.
On vinyl. I was so excited to have it.
Sure.
Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to be showing up in Las Vegas. They're doing a night April 1st at Allegiant Stadium there. And we got a pair of tickets and a one-night stay at Excalibur Hotel and Casino, plus $100 in gas card money to get you there when you are caller 13, which Michelle in San Gabriel just was.
Congrats, Michelle.
Clearly at work. She was like being very quiet, not supposed to be doing that. And she picked up the Return of the Grand Dream Canteen album on vinyl. And if we call your name tomorrow, Michelle, you're going. Those guys can be in Las Vegas. It's a good place to see the Chili Peppers. April 1st at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. And we have got this one-night stay at Excalibur Hotel and Casino we keep giving away, plus $100 in gas card. Tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster.com. But when you're caller 13, you pick up their new Return of the Dream Canteen on vinyl. And we put your name in the drawing that Heidi and Frank do in the morning. And who's this?
This is Jesse from HB, baby.
Jesse from HB, comma, baby. You heard RHCP on KLOS, yeah?
I sure did, brother. I'm dealing with the feeling. Don't stop. Continue.
Well, you're caller 13.
Awesome, brother. I want to take the whole prize package right on over to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, we'll put your name in the drawing, man. And Heidi and Frank will call you tomorrow morning or there'll be words.
All right. Sprinkle some magic dust on that on that ticket of mine so it gets picked.
Is that what you kids are calling it these days?
Good luck.
Johnny Cash recorded Ring of Fire on this day in rock in 1963. ZZ Top's Eliminator album was released on this day in rock in 1983. Mick Jagger was finally allowed into Japan on this day in rock in 1988. He had been barred 15 years earlier because of drug convictions.